Almost 80% of children who are diagnosed with cancer today in the U.S. survive, thanks in large part to advances in treatments like radiation and chemotherapy. But a growing body of research indicates survivors are at greater risk for a host of health problems in later life due to the very treatments that save their lives. The NewsHour's Kat Wise has our report.
Laura Lair has her hands full these days. A former nurse, she's now a stay-at-home mom raising two young daughters in Arinda, California, just outside San Francisco.
All right, and then after we're done with this, then we'll get ready for the bus, okay?
Did I brush my teeth?
Alair, who is 33, exercises often and does yoga. In many ways, she's the picture of health. But a decade ago, she was in a very different place.
I was diagnosed when I was 12 years old with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Alair was in seventh grade when she learned she had cancer. She kept a journal detailing a grueling year of hospital visits and treatments.
After Dr. Morgan has checked me and says I'm healthy enough, she says I can get my chemotherapy. For chemo, my medicines are ordered and then I go see Melody. Melody gives me my medicine through a port.
The chemotherapy and radiation Alair received are well-known weapons in the battle against cancer. Powerful chemicals in chemotherapy drugs attack cells that are rapidly dividing, and high-energy beams used in radiation kill cancer cells by damaging their DNA.
I had a mass in my chest, and so the radiation was directed there. And my doctors actually gave me a small tattoo after I was done with the radiation so that I would always know exactly where the radiation was directed towards.
But ironically, the same treatments that saved Alair's and so many other cancer patients' lives also come with a downside. In the process of killing the cancer cells, they can damage surrounding healthy cells, which can lead to other health problems known as late effects. That's particularly dangerous for those who beat cancer when they are young and have years to develop late effects. A recent study found that adult survivors of childhood cancer are 5 times more likely than their siblings to develop new cancers, heart problems, and other serious health conditions after the age of 35.
The good news is more people are surviving cancer. The bad news is those that survive, more than half have a long-term issue.
Dr. Robert Goldsby is a pediatric oncologist at the University of California, San Francisco Benioff Children's Hospital, and he directs the Survivors of Childhood Cancer Program, also known as the Survivors Clinic. It's one of a number of similar programs around the country that are caring for the more than 300,000 survivors of pediatric cancer and studying their long-term health.
How are you feeling today? Can I listen?
In addition to getting frequent checkups, survivors and their families are educated about the health risks they face based on the specific treatments they received and where they received them.
The organs in our bodies can be beaten up by the chemotherapy, the radiation, the surgeries. So we have to monitor heart function, lung function, liver, kidneys, all the organs. Some survivors deal with infertility, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Laura Lair knows all too well the possible side effects of the radiation and chemo treatment she received as a child.
Hello.
Hi.
On a recent day, she was at the Survivors Clinic for a regular checkup with Dr. Goldsby. Last year, Alair had her thyroid removed after an ultrasound revealed a suspicious growth, and she's been on medication for a heart problem, conditions Dr. Goldsby says are likely caused by her cancer treatments as a youngster. But about 5% of all pediatric cancer survivors face a far more serious repercussion, secondary cancer. That risk increases with age and with certain therapies. 11-year-old Samantha Schwartz is battling cancer for the second time in her life. The bone cancer discovered in her temple last year was most likely caused by radiation she received in the same area as an infant to treat a tumor behind her left eye.
It's been a little tough coming to the hospital every 2 weeks. It's been tough not seeing my brother and my dog and my dad.
And the radiation probably came this way and this way and this way.
Dr. Goldsby helped to diagnose Samantha's second cancer while she was being seen at the Survivors Clinic at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in San Francisco.
And this round thing there, that's your second cancer. and is related to your treatment. The fact that they have to go through therapy again may increase their risk for other long-term related issues.
Marilyn Schwartz is Samantha's mom.
The doctors did tell us about some of the after effects of chemotherapy and radiation, but for us, there was no choice. We just knew that our child needed help right away. So when the doctors told us the second cancer was here in the head, in the same spot, I think for both my husband and I, our hearts just dropped.
Besides just living longer than adults treated for cancer, there's another reason pediatric patients are more at risk for reoccurrences, according to Dr. Jean Nakamura, a radiation oncologist at the university.
Young children have developing tissues. They undergo rapid proliferation. Multiple organs are growing. There's a lot of cell activity, and so that probably is a basic reason that contributes to second cancer risk uniquely in young children as compared to everybody else.
Dr. Nakamura is leading a team of scientists who are studying the genetic makeup of second cancer tumors to understand why they form in some patients after treatment.
If one could identify genes or molecular pathways that are specifically altered in second cancers, we might actually be able to screen for second cancers and not have to wait until something develops and is visible.
But as research continues to unfold into secondary cancers and other late effects caused by chemo and radiation, doctors treating critically ill patients today must still rely on those same treatments.
You are clearing your methotrexate, okay?
Dr. Mignon Lo is chair of pediatric molecular oncology at Benioff Children's Hospital.
I would say that most families are really focused on getting their child to feel better, and I think that's where their focus should lie. I think as physicians, we have the responsibility to inform them about potential late effects, not to completely overwhelm them. But I would say our priority currently remains curing the first cancer. And I don't think anybody wants to compromise on the ability to cure the first cancer.
All right. Bye, Liz. Have a good day. Hi, you.
For her part, survivor Laura Lair says she doesn't like to dwell on what might lie ahead.
I don't think about it on a daily basis because that's not how I want to live my life. I've been through a lot, and, you know, I understand that this isn't something that most people go through. But I'm in a unique situation, and I need to be proactive and make sure I take care of myself.
And she goes forward, more knowledgeable about what she went through as a child and hopeful for a healthy future.
On our webpage, you can see what all patients of UCSF Survivors Clinics receive, a health passport, which gives detailed information about their past treatments and follow-up care they need in the future.